Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Emma.
She can't be beat.
Emma.
She's smart and sweet.
She built a business with brains and luck to raise some money for little ducks. She's known worldwide for the drinks she made. Her perfectly purple lemonade.
Emma made lemonade. It's very good.
Hello. You're listening to Thirsty Radio, the radio that refreshes. I'm Willoughby Wells, reporting to you live from inside the famous Emma Made Lemonade Factory. 2 years ago, a girl named Emma opened a lemonade stand. And since then, she's turned that stand into the biggest lemonade business in the world. Now, for the first time ever, we're going inside the factory to meet the lemonade legend herself. 11-year-old Emma Pennyworth. Miss Pennyworth, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Excuse me?
I said you're welcome.
Say again?
You know, it's pretty noisy here on the factory floor. Why don't we step inside my office?
Thank you. I mean, thank you, Ms. Pennyworth.
Please, call me Emma, and have a seat. Before we begin the interview, may I offer you a refreshing beverage?
Oh, isn't that lovely? Yes. What do you have?
Well, we have lemonade. Lots and lots of lemonade.
Of course. I'll have lemonade.
Here you go.
Thank you. Delicious. May I have some more, please?
Of course.
Thanks. I can see why they call you a lemonade legend. So, tell our listeners at home, Ms. Pennyworth, Emma, how did you get to be so successful?
Well, Willoughby, I'll tell you. It all started a long, long time ago, way back in the fourth grade. We were on a class trip to Old McDonald's farm.
Come along, class.
Hey, look at this ugly pig. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you. Oh, yeah? Says you.
Stop arguing with that pig, Nikki.
Well, he started it.
Never mind. Now, children, let's all thank Mr. Old McDonald for giving us this wonderful tour of his farm.
Thank you, Mr. Old McDonald.
Oh, you're welcome, children. Here you're welcome, there you're welcome, everywhere you're welcome, welcome.
Uh-huh. I just think it's so important to learn where our food really comes from.
The supermarket?
No, Nikki. Like we learned, it all starts right here on the farm.
That's right. Here's some peas, there's some beans, everywhere some collard greens.
Yes, right.
I was just standing around when suddenly I heard something. It was the cutest little sound. But I couldn't figure out what it was. I kept looking around for it. Finally, I followed the sound into the barn. And there it was, sitting on a hay bale in the far corner of the drafty old place.
What was it?
A box full of the most adorable little ducklings you ever saw.
Oh!
I called everyone over to see. Hey, guys! Come here!
Wow.
Totally cool. Baby ducks! 8 of them! They sure are.
Yeah, but somebody better potty train them. Pee you.
Stop.
Mr. Old MacDonald!
Yes?
Can I buy one of these adorable ducklings?
Yeah, I want one.
We have one?
Well, I must admit, I got a lot of ducks on this farm. Here a duck, there a duck, everywhere a duck, duck. I suppose I could part with a few for, say, $5 a piece.
$5? For one little duck?
It's gonna be a big duck soon enough. And I'll throw in some hay and a little duck food to get you started.
$5, huh? Well, I have been saving up my money for something special. And I guess this is it. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Just remember to be here by 3. I'm closing early because I got a doctor's appointment. I got a hangnail here and a back pain there.
Okay, don't worry. I'll be here.
May I have some more lemonade, please?
Oh, sure.
So good. Now, where were we? Did you have enough money to buy your duckling?
That's what I had to find out. That night, I emptied my piggy bank onto my dresser. That's it, Polonius. All the money I've made from birthdays, allowances, grandmas, grandpas. Everything since I was even younger than you.
Impressive.
Thank you, little brother.
So how much is it?
I'm not sure.
Here, let me see. 10, 20, 30, 31, $32 and one quarter. So, unless I'm mistaken...
Which you never are.
You have $32.25.
That's more than enough. We could buy 100 ducklings.
Well, each duckling is $5, so you could buy 6 of them.
Right, 6. But I don't want to spend all my money, do I?
No, you should definitely save some of it. You never know when you'll need to buy something important.
Right. So, we'll just get one. One amazing, adorable, awesome little duckling.
Good.
Now let's get some sleep. We've got an awfully big day tomorrow.
We sure do. Good night, Emma.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I'm going to teach that little duckling how to swim and fly and brush his teeth. Come on, Polonius. Today's the day.
Wow, you were excited.
I sure was. I couldn't wait to get that duckling.
Any more lemonade left?
Yeah. So, Polonius and I got dressed, ate breakfast, brushed our teeth, did our chores, and hit the town. It's a long walk to the farm. Okay, little brother. We have our... How much money do we have again?
$32.25.
Right, $32.25. And we're on a mission to buy the cutest duckling in the world. Nothing, and I mean nothing, will stop us.
You stopped.
I know, but look, there's the pet store. Come on.
Yes, may I help you?
Good afternoon, Mrs. Pet Store Lady. Tell me, what's the best duck food you have?
Best duck food? Well, that'd be graham crackers. $5.75 a box.
$5.75? Emma, that sounds really expensive. And don't forget, Mr. Old MacDonald said he'd give us some duck food, so we don't really need graham crackers.
I know, little brother. But Mr. Old MacDonald's duck food is regular duck food. This is fancy duck food. And my new duckling deserves the best. One box of graham crackers, please.
Just because it's fancy doesn't mean it's the best.
There you go.
Let's see. $5.75.
Thanks, young lady.
No. Thank you. And now, for Mr. Old MacDonald's ice cream. You know, I sure could use some ice cream right about now.
Me too. But can we afford to...
Two ducksicles, please.
You got it.
Don't worry, Polonius. We have plenty of money.
I guess.
Here you go, kids. That'll be $6.50.
Okay. For $5, $6.50.
Thanks, kids.
No, thank you. As I was saying, little brother, we still have a piggy bank filled with money. Now, just as long as we... Uh-oh, it's Nikki.
Well. What do we have here? Emma Pennyworth and her 3-foot shadow, Bolognese. Hey there, Bolognese.
Don't tease my little brother, Nikki.
I wasn't talking to you, Pennyworth. I was talking to Bolognese.
Hey, my ice cream.
Oops, did I just knock your ice cream on the ground, Bolognese? I am so sorry, Bolognese.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, go argue with a pig, Nikki.
Hey, that pig started it.
Come on, Bolognese.
He did. You can ask him.
Ugh, that Nikki Nichols is the most obnoxious fourth grader in the whole world. Here, let me buy you another ice cream.
Thanks, Emma. But I don't really need one.
I know, but I want you to have one. One more ducksicle, please.
There you go. That'll be $3.25.
$1, $2, $3, and 25 cents.
Okay. Thanks, kids.
Thanks, Emma.
Gumbo eyes.
Look, Polonius. It's the movie theater. And they're playing The Duck from Outer Space. Aw, look at the cute little ducky on the poster.
But Emma, do we have time? You said Mr. Old MacDonald is leaving at 3 o'clock.
Of course we have time, and I really want to see it. Come on. 2 tickets, please.
That'll be $8.
$8? Do we have enough?
We sure do. I'll even buy you some soda and popcorn.
But, Emma, I don't need soda and...
It's only another $8.50. Come on. This is so good.
Duck! The Duck from Outer Space. I love that movie. My favorite part is when she yells, Duck!
I know. So, anyway...
Lemonade?
Okay. So anyway, when we left the movie theater... That was incredible! I love the part when she yells, Duck!
Emma, it's 12 minutes and 22 seconds until 3 o'clock.
We better hurry. Run, Polonius, run!
I'm running.
Mr. Old MacDonald, are we too late? Is there still time to buy my duckling?
Well, I believe so. You've got a minute here and a minute there. Here a minute, there a minute, everywhere. Minute.
Oh, great. Give me the piggy bank, Polonius. Huh? One quarter? One measly quarter? What happened to all my money?
Well, we bought one box of graham crackers for $5.75. Three ducksicles for $9.75. 2 movie tickets for $8. And soda and popcorn for $8.50. Add it all up, you get $32. Since you started with $32.25, that leaves...
25 cents.
Yeah, it seems, Emma, that we spent too much on what we didn't need, and now we don't have enough for what we really want.
No, it wasn't we, Polonius. It was me. I'm the one who spent all that money. Mr. Old MacDonald?
Yes?
Can I buy the duckling for 25 cents?
Oh, young lady, all I can say is... E-I-E-I, no.
So sad.
Yeah. I shouldn't have spent all my money. I should have saved it for what I wanted most, an adorable little duckling. But I didn't really know about spending or saving, or making a budget back then. Of course, Polonius knew.
He did?
Oh, sure. He's great at that stuff. That's why I eventually made him senior vice president in charge of money.
Sounds like an important position.
Oh, it is. So now, Polonius keeps track of how much money I make, how much money I spend, stuff like that. That way, there are no surprises. I know I have enough money for the most important things before I start spending money on everything else.
Good thinking. So what happened next?
Well, I knew that if I really, really, really wanted that duckling, I had to make some more money. And fast.
And I'll bet that's when you got the idea to build your first lemonade stand.
Not quite. That came later.
Oh, so what did you do?
Well, Willoughby, I'll tell you.
Miss Pennyworth, you're needed on the factory floor. The lemon cedar is going berserk. There are lemon seeds everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me, Willoughby. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Before you go, I have one more question. Can somebody tell me where the bathroom is? I drank a lot of lemonade.
Hey, listener. Did you know that there's tons of other great shows over at Pinna? You can subscribe to get unlimited access to thousands of podcast episodes, audiobooks, and music. Just for us. Head over to pinna.fm. That's PINNA.FM to learn more.